Within the shooting sports, there are notable shotgunners always in the shoot-offs. Somehow they learn to be consistent by way of incredible talent, many hours of training, and many hours fighting through vast numbers of competition targets. So you ask yourself, can I ever catch up and become as good as they are? And can I possibly do it sooner rather than later? Most things being equal, equipment, coaching, and range time. In this chapter, I'm going to show you how you can begin to equal the playing field by putting in extra practice time and competing in hundreds of additional tournaments at no cost and minimal time, just by processing your goals a bit differently and seeing them as done deals or outcomes. This is step two of the Sport Excel system for high performance. You are going to go on a training regime where much of your training will be done in your head through a process I call deja vu, because shooters who have won many times over know they'll do it again. No thinking, no doubt. And you need to be just like them when you compete. No thinking, no doubt. With deja vu, you will experience your outcome of winning just like masterclass, world champion, or all-American shooters do. When your success starts with such a strong sense of knowing, it'll feel like a foregone conclusion. Deja vu guidelines. The deja vu strategy uses what is often called visualization, or guided imagery, or game rehearsal. But there is more. A very obvious physical component that is so subtle you sometimes miss it. But you'll feel it. And when you do it properly, you'll feel like you are on the range where the targets are in living color and the smell of gunpowder is real, and you'll be at one with the shotgun and be able to crush the target. Oh, and you'll get to experience what it feels like to be on the podium. Most importantly, you'll actually feel micro-muscle movements, a process that I've coined physicalization, based on some work I've done with Olympic athletes who feel in the rehearsal exactly the same way they feel in competition. The ultimate aim with visualization and physicalization is to rehearse your goals so precisely that you begin to feel that you have already been to the competition, got the t-shirt, and won. Hence, deja vu. Here are the rules of deja vu-ing. Number one, know what you want. What does winning mean to you? Will you be on the podium? Or will you be in the top 5, 10, or other? Will you punch up a level? Know these things, and the resulting deja vu practice session will be easy, precise, and empowering. And remember to include the podium or victory dance or celebration. It is why you participate in sport. End of story. Number two, be engaged. A while ago, I was working with a young skier who was reluctant to follow the deja vu process, or anything I said, mostly because his coach had taught him another way. I asked him to take a moment and visualize his most recent race as an example. He closed his eyes for several seconds, and when he reopened them, I told him that he had crashed. He looked at me, wide-eyed, as if to say, "How did you know?" I knew because he went from sitting upright in the chair to being slightly slumped. His body said it all. It was disengaged from his mind. How you practice the deja vu strategy is how you will perform, fully engaged or not. In Chapter 22, I'll discuss the importance of managing your adrenaline levels so that you can have a steady supply at the start and throughout the competition. In the meantime, you'll need to get acquainted with your adrenaline so that you can use some in your deja vu practice session before you get anywhere near the range.